Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are going to chat with Mary Beth Healy and talk about how parenting and coaching work together. Hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for being here. Welcome, Mary Beth. It's so wonderful to be here with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we're going to have a nice time together today. Really excited to dive a bit deeper into this topic with you around how coaching can help you understand your parenting practice. So we will see what comes through there. Full disclosure to everybody listening who doesn't know, I'm not personally a parent, but I have received parenting from a couple of people, and I'm excited to have this conversation with you. So I'll maybe be bringing a different lens, a different perspective. And then, of course, we have lots of people that listen that are parents. So I'm excited to dive into this topic with you, Mary Beth.
I appreciate you bringing that forward because I think it's so important. You know, the philosophy that I come from is that we all have little people inside of us. Mm-hmm. So while those of us who have children, you know, we're practicing with other people, there's also a practice within ourselves that could be happening, should be happening, to better understand ourselves as well as our children.
Yes, that's a beautiful sentiment. And I'm sure we're going to dive a bit deeper into that. To start us off, the listeners always like to know a bit of a backstory. So how did you get into coaching?
So I've been a school counselor in a public school setting for 20 years. And I chose school counseling because it afforded me the opportunity to work with families. And I've been saying for years that there's only so much you can do in an educational platform. And so been wanting to branch out and explore other avenues of connecting with teenagers, connecting with their parents, connecting with families. And then what really made me take the leap was the pandemic, just having processed that whole time with parents and families, I realized that there was a real need for families to understand the whole picture of a family, you know, the different layers of parents, different layers of children. And so I really wanted to work with a coaching platform that really resonated with me. And so when I found the Holistic Coach Training Institute, it hit, you know, all of my requirements, everything that I was looking for, that whole person philosophy, the idea that, you know, we're human beings, we are ourselves before we are anything else. And so when I had the opportunity to be part of the Holistic Coach Training Institute, it really was a full-on engagement on my part. I was so happy to be a part of such a platform that really delved in to all the different layers, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. And so since then, you know, that was, I believe, 2021. And it's just been, you know, just a complete envelopment on my part, and a complete initiation into bringing all of the information that I've learned, not only into my practice as a parent, my practice as a person, but also how I practice within my job. So it now gives me the opportunity to bring the language that I've learned from a coaching perspective into the educational setting, while then also reaching whoever needs to be reached outside of the educational setting.
Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate what you're sharing. And yes, I want to acknowledge you because I really feel like you have been somebody who has really like taken to the materials, taken to the philosophy, and really engaged it personally and professionally. Like those haven't just been words or concepts. I feel like you've really been somebody that has applied the things that you've learned. So I just wanted to say hats off to you and thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It really was, I feel, the most transformational for me was the idea of that one simple question. Why is this important to you? Mm-hmm. What is important? That word important, I feel like that above all else had the greatest impact on me in terms of who I am as a person and the relationships in my life, especially with my children. What is important? And mm-hmm. when you get quiet, and well, when I got quiet and I sat with that question, a whole nother level of parenting came to me. Mm-hmm. And which then in turn allowed me to bring that language into the school setting.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to me how you really have that professional piece, but you've also really been connected to the personal piece. And I think that for me has been the most rewarding to witness. So what is your connection to parenting?
So I couldn't wait to be a mom. It was really something that I thought about as a young girl. And when I became a mom, the level of expectation and the anxiety for me that came along with it was not something that I expected. I expected it to be, you know, a seamless move on my part, have children, be a mom. And it wasn't like that for me. And so what I've uncovered is that my connection to parenting is really a reparenting of myself and tuning into what needs to be reparented within me while parenting my children. And by making those connections, it allows me to parent freely as opposed to parenting from a place of fear or a place of anxiety. And having shifted into that level of thinking has really done such a wonder for my relationship with my children, who, you know, are the greatest gifts to me. And so when I think about my connection as a parent, for me, it's to take care of myself so that I can then take care of my children well.
And you use this word parenting practice, like that's part of the topic. What does that mean, parenting practice?
So for me, a parenting practice is the engagement with my children. How am I reacting? How am I showing up? What am I bringing forward when they bring something to me? And I think that, well, what I've witnessed for the past 20 years is that there's a standard that is set by society. And if you don't fall into line with that standard, then a parent can be perceived a certain way. And so that makes parenting very anxiety riddled, as opposed to being a place of compassion and support. And so when I speak of a parenting practice, it really is just the way with which we engage with our children. Are we understanding where they are developmentally? Are we understanding where they are socially? And how are we reacting to all of that?
What would you say your parenting practice is right now with your kids?
Softer. It's definitely a place of understanding. Our children are growing up in a completely different society than the one that I was raised in, just as I was raised in a completely different society that my parents were raised in. And so it's a matter of evolution. So we can't use the same parenting practices that were used 50, 60, 70 years ago, because there's a better understanding of the development of children. And they are exposed to way more extraneous things than in previous generations.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how has learning how to coach helped you be a better parent?
I've definitely gained a better understanding of the who and the why. And it's also honoring my children as people, just as I've been trying to honor myself as the person that I am prior to being a mom, also honoring my children for who they are. And understanding while, you know, they are my children, they're their own people. And they might have characteristics and personality traits that are similar to myself and my husband, they are their own person. And nurturing that and supporting that and guiding that in a way where they feel empowered to make their decisions and learn from their decisions, feel good about their decisions. It's this whole idea of feeling good. The idea of feeling good, it's internal. What feels good to me might not feel good to my children. And so giving them the space to feel how they want to feel while managing whatever gets stirred up for me, because whatever gets stirred up for me, it's not theirs, it's mine.
And so how do you think that learning how to coach has supported you with that specific process that you're talking about?
The word importance comes to mind. What's important? At the end of the day, for me, what's most important is my relationship with my children. In order for me to have a strong relationship with my children, I need to listen to what they're saying, and I need to believe it to be true for them. And then I need to ask them what feels good for them. And so this is a language that while I knew it, to have it so deeply supported by the coaching philosophy really was a turning point. Just in terms of this humanistic potential that my children have, and where I might have been thwarting it in a sense because of, you know, sometimes the barrage of the societal expectations, the educational expectations, the athletic expectations, the academic expectations. Those are all real things for parents. But if we don't stop and listen to our children and ask them what feels good to them, they're just going to think that they then have to live up to whatever standard is being put on them, as opposed to finding their standard, finding what feels good for them. And when we take that away from our children, then they're not making decisions based on their lives. They're making decisions based on pleasing others. And eventually, it's going to lead to resentment. It's going to lead to them making decisions that aren't good for them and that they don't want to do. And so by learning this new language of what's important to you and who are you and why are you doing these things, and if this happened in your life, how would it change the trajectory of your life? By helping them to understand their decisions while holding that space for them, that non-judgmental space of why are things unfolding this way? Why do you think things are unfolding this way? What do you think would help your situation? It gives them power. And I think that that's what our teenagers are looking for. They're looking to feel like they have some say about their lives.
It's super powerful. Yeah, it's that empowerment piece. And also, as you're talking, it's this trust and safety, like helping the person, the child, the teenager have trust and safety. What does that mean, though? Like, how do we learn how to trust ourselves? How do we learn how to create safety for ourselves? And so we have to consciously support younger people with that process and not just tell them what they should do and how they should think and how they should act and all of those things, because then they never develop that trusted safety in their own inner guidance and their own wisdom and their own challenges or mistakes that might have to happen. So what you're saying is so powerful. And I can sense that it's challenging too when we have a role like a mom, a dad, a parent, and wanting to protect our child or protect them from the challenges in life, and then at the same time give them some autonomy to figure these things out. How have you navigated?
It hasn't been the easiest, you know, especially, you know, I grew up in a dysfunctional household. And so I brought some experiences into my early parenting that were fear-based. And so I needed to explore that. I needed to understand how to trust the process. And that's been, you know, that's been a philosophy that I've lived by now for the past 3 years that has really, really worked in my favor. And I think that we have, you know, we have these conversations about our children as opposed to having conversations with our children. And I don't know, I have yet to meet a child who does things out of malice. Children react due to emotions, embarrassment, jealousy, fear, anxiety. And the sooner we can understand those feelings for them at a younger age, the better equipped they will be to manage those emotions. Those emotions are always going to be with us. It's just how we manage them. And so I've definitely had a lot of support in my life because I had to turn inward. And I had to sit with my fears and soothe those so that I could properly hold space for my children. So it's been a lot of self-reflection, a lot of therapy. It's not something that I think that parents can do on their own. I don't think they should do it on their own. I don't think that they're meant to do it on their own. This idea of it takes a village, in my mind, is very true. And that village can look like a variety of things. But we're in a society where parents aren't comfortable saying they need help parenting. The expectation put on parents, the expectation put on mothers is to know everything, to have an answer for everything. And when I started saying, I don't know, I don't have that answer, but let's figure it out together. That's when I feel my children started to realize that, oh, mom's a human being too, right? And she might not know the answer, but look at her. She's doing everything she can to help me find out the answer so that I can come up to my own conclusions. And that put the power back in my children's hands.
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea that we just expect parents to be parents and to have all the answers and to know everything. And like you said, there's these certain standards in society of what it means to be a parent and how parents should be. And yet we never really connect with people and parents and say, what do you want it to be? How do you want it to look? What strengths do you have? What resources do you have? What resources do you need to get? You know, so I feel like parents are on an island trying to figure it all out when there really could be more support around this. So for you, Mary Beth, you know, this theme has obviously been very important to you. How are you sensing that you will use your coaching to serve parents?
I just see it as a platform for conversation, you know, a really safe, supportive space for parents to say, I don't know, or this is what I think I know, or this is what's happening in my relationship with my children, but it doesn't feel good. And then once the conversation turns into more about the feeling of it, parents start to connect with why they may have made a decision or why they're parenting the way that they are. And so my coaching platform is really just about keeping things simple and asking parents, what is essential to you? Again, that word important. What's most important to you in regards to your family and your relationship with your children? And I think when we ask parents that, when we ask mothers that, there's a pause, because I don't think they've ever been asked that. They've just been asked to answer all the questions. And sometimes we don't have the answers. And so what I'm providing through my coaching services is this idea that there is a safe space to go to say, I don't know, but I would really, really like to find out.
And how do you think that receiving coaching could help a parent?
I've had so many conversations with women where when they're given the space to just talk about how they feel and they're able to talk about their fears as a parent, and not that their fears are a negative or a bad thing, it's just the reality. Mm-hmm. It's as if a whole weight is lifted. And when they're given permission to reflect the questions back to their children, and that's deemed as a positive thing, it's like a light bulb goes off. You know, it's like we're standing in our power as parents while also offering power to our children. And when I speak to women, because I speak to women mostly, I speak to the moms, it's just the word women have used the word refreshing. Like I didn't know, and it sounds so simple, but it's not. Like I didn't know that I didn't have to have all of the answers. I didn't know that I didn't have to do everything. I didn't know that creating boundaries within motherhood was a positive thing. I just felt like I had to do everything because that's what good moms do. But what happens when we put that label, you're a good mom because you do it all, then you lose your sense of self. And the greatest gift that we can give to our children is to fully step into who we are as people and thrive and love ourselves. That's what gives our children the permission to love themselves, by stepping into who we are and owning it and loving it, apologizing when we make mistakes, laughing at ourselves when we mess up. That's what takes the pressure off of our children. And when I have these conversations, it really is just like I can even feel the energy drop away from them, and just an ease with what their plan will be moving forward in regards to their relationships with their children.
I was at the She Recovers conference in Chicago, and I heard something really powerful. Dr. Stephanie Covington, she said, moms love their children, but they don't always love motherhood. And it was so powerful for me, just thinking about my own mom and some of just the challenges in that dynamic and relationship. It really made me have so much compassion. Like, I could really get that, you know, that there's a love for a child or children, but that the experience is not always easy. And there's not really any places to talk about that or to be real about that, again, without maybe feeling judgment or shame or guilt. What comes up for you, if anything, when you hear me say that?
Yeah, I think that I agree. That's a powerful statement. And I think that a lot of healing with my relationship with my mom came from the idea that my mother was a person before she became my mother. And this feeling of overwhelm for a lot of mothers comes from that space. You hear that a lot. I've lost myself. All I am is a mother. And women are just so much more than that. There's so much more than that. And yes, we love being mothers, absolutely. But we are also human beings and really deserve to live our lives that way. And I don't think that's a common philosophy. I think the expectation on mothers is tremendous. And I think what you see is a lot of resentment.
Yes, yes.
And then that comes through in the parenting.
Exactly. And
if given the opportunity, like you said, to voice how you feel and not be judged for it is huge. That would be, and that's you know, part of my process. That's part of my platform, is absolutely no judgment, because I get it. I get how hard motherhood is, while I love being a mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the coaching, you know, it's this, where are you now in terms of parenting? Where are you now in terms of motherhood? And where would you like to be in terms of parenting or motherhood? I feel like there's so much empowerment in just asking those questions. I don't feel like those questions get asked a lot, or that people have the liberty to really say, like, how is it now and how do I want it to be and how am I going to get myself from here to there? And I think the challenge in it is that there's always a lot of people involved. There's children, there's a family, there, you know, a nuclear family. There's just a lot of layers to it. So I can sense that it's a lot for some people to unpack. What made you go down this journey, Mary Beth?
I didn't like the way I was treating my children. I parented very fear-based, and that did not feel good to me. And so it was important for me to do better. And in order to do better, I had to sit with myself. My children haven't changed.
Right.
Children are, yeah. Children are children.
Yeah.
Right. And they've grown and they've developed and they've matured as they naturally should in the progression of development. What's changed is me. I've asked myself what's important. And then I've sat with what comes up. And this is a practice that I do every day. Mm-hmm. Every interaction I have with my children, there is a dialogue in my mind, what is most important right now? And always the question, the answer to that question is your relationship with your children. You want your children to feel loved. You want them to feel supported. You want them to feel listened to. You want them to feel powerful in making their own decisions. Now, we have a lot of conversations in my house about normal parenting behavior, right? Just as there is normal teenage behavior, there's also normal parenting behavior. There's lots of boundaries. There's lots of communication. There's lots of delegation of responsibility. But that is what kids need in order to develop and grow and mature. And so when my children came to me and they said, "You yell too much," I had a choice. I could either listen to them and figure out why I was yelling, or I could not. I chose to listen because my relationship with my children is important. And I don't believe that just because I'm their mom, I am the end all and I know everything. And when I find myself getting heightened in my reaction, I practice the pause. And I ask myself, what are you scared of right now? Because it's a scary world and our children go through a lot. So, but when I ask myself, what am I scared of? That gives me the invitation to then soothe myself so then I can properly parent my children. Because the last thing I want to do is push my fears on my children.
Thank you for being so aware, Mary Beth. Honestly, thank you so much for that. Thank you for feeling the feelings and then assessing, is this where I really want to be? Like, whether it's anger, whether it's anxious, whether it's resentful. And I'm saying this for anybody listening, it might show up differently for each of us, but to be with what's coming forward and to really meet and greet that and work through it, I think that to me is a healthy, conscious person, Mary Beth. Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's really important. Coming from someone who had two very difficult parents, I applaud you for the work that you're doing on yourself to support your kids and your family. So if someone's listening right now, Mary Beth, and they are interested in learning more about how you work with people, what would you say to that?
So I would definitely encourage people to go to my website, simplyessentialforyou.com, and send me an email and book a discovery call so we can just check in about where you might want to focus your attention in regards to your own parenting practice. I'm on Instagram at Simply Essential For You, where I really love to post as many positive thoughts as I can, because I think it's important that people see things that are uplifting and supportive while also being realistic in regards to just how difficult it is to be a parent. And also to understand that part of the whole parenting process is just reparenting yourself.
Yeah, and what I love about you and your style is I feel like there's that nice combination of love and support and also the direct communication. And I personally just really enjoy that combination because for me always, I want it to be real and practical. And then I want it to also be spiritual and uplifting. And I always feel like you have both of those elements happening.
I think that one of the things that I really enjoy about my practice is that when I am speaking to parents, when I'm speaking to women, there is an understanding on my part that I'm actually really just speaking to the little girls or the teenagers inside of them. Because that's what fuels our projections. And so there's able to be a softness and a compassion with what they're bringing forward because I know it stems from something within them that is just longing for acceptance. It's longing to be loved. It's longing to be recognized. It's longing to be heard. And it's presenting itself in whatever fashion it's presenting itself, but really, truly, we all just want to feel safe. And we want to feel heard. And so if I can provide that for moms and for women and for parents, you know, that just makes me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always beautiful for me to witness like somebody's journey that they've been on. I'm talking about you right now in terms of like we have the professional journey that we've been on. And then there's also the personal journey. And I am just witnessing you really bring this all together now and be able to offer your unique approach and space, you know, with your particular combination of professional and personal experiences. So I'm cheering you on and I love seeing it. You've already somewhat alluded to this, but what's the legacy that you are creating with your work?
Powerful parenting. That's what comes to my mind. And also just feeling good. It's such a beautiful feeling for me. I can positively declare that I feel good. I can feel it in my bones. When I make a good decision as a parent, when I make a good decision as a person, when I make a good decision in my own reparenting, and I support the needs of what my little girl needs, it just feels good. And for me, when it feels good, then I know I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to say as we come to a close?
Just want to thank you for providing this space. It's been life-changing for me to have learned all of this stuff. And I've just really enjoyed trusting the process. And I just look forward to working with really, really great women and great parents and providing the opportunity for our children to be raised from a powerful parenting platform.
And so it is. Yes. Anybody listening that's resonating, I hope that they reach out to you. All right, Beth, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's that learning how to coach or being coached helps you to be a better human and a better parent. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Thank you.